Hi, and thank you for downloading this podcast from Millpool Hill Church, Birmingham. We trust that this message will inspire and encourage you. Be still and know. In the busyness and challenges of human life, we can feel that we are struggling to keep up with everybody else. And sometimes it feels like we're struggling to keep up with everything that's happening around us. When life is like this, it can feel so tiring, wearisome. But here is a great verse that may help us to find some rest in the daily rat race of life. Psalm 46, verse 10, from the New Living Translation says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honoured by every nation. I will be honoured throughout the world." The Message translation of Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. Step out of the traffic." We are busy and concerned about the things of life most of the time. Life can seem so fast-paced, can't it? And even though now in the UK and other world nations, we are currently putting in measures to slow people down in our travel and our social interactions due to the COVID-19 coronavirus. Yes, despite not travelling so much with our cars lying dormant on our driveways, our minds are still racing with so many questions. Yes, our minds are racing with fears, anxieties and concerns that we have for today and for tomorrow and for the future. So now is a good time to discipline ourselves to slow down. I'm grateful that the Bible teaches that we have a Sabbath. God has given us a Sabbath. A Sabbath means a day of rest. For the Jews, it was a Saturday, but for Christians throughout the world, our Sabbath is generally seen as a Sunday. The fourth of the Ten Commandments says, in the Message translation, "Keep the rest day special. Worship God and chill." Yes, God has given us a day of rest, but sometimes our times at church on Sunday can still feel like we're in the fast lane, opening up the church, getting the musicians ready, sorting out the song pro list, getting tea and coffee cups and things ready, sorting out Sunday school things, and the list goes on. Yes, Sundays can seem anything but a rest day. Being still is good for our body and our mind. So why not try to create some Sabbath times in your coming week and fit that into your ongoing daily routine? It'll do you the world of good. We are told to be still and to know. The Hebrew word for know is yoda. The word know means to be aware of, to realize, to be conscious of, to have knowledge, to be informed, to be instructed, to have understanding, to perceive and recognize, to have appreciation. And what God is saying to us through Psalm 46 verse 10 is, be still, slow down, take some time to chill out, be still, step out of the traffic, get out of that fast lane. And then when you've done that, God says, I want you to know me. I want you to have appreciation of who I am. I want you to understand me. I want you to perceive what I am and who I am and what I can do for you. I want you to be instructed. And so we need to slow down and we need to sit in the presence of God and open up the Bible, his word to us. And in doing that, we can begin to meditate upon his greatness and upon who he really is. Be still and know. So let's try to step out of the traffic just for a moment and know and understand that the Lord is God. Our God is a holy God. He's altogether righteous. He is true. He is beauty in all its perfection. There is no one like our God. In him there is light and no darkness. He is altogether holy. And he's eternal. He is the self-existent God. He always was and he always will be. There was never a time when God wasn't God. And there will never be a time in the distant futures when God isn't God. He is literally holy and eternal. He is awesome. And the Bible reveals that God is all-knowing, that he's all-present and all-powerful. And that's good news for us right now in these worrying days of coronavirus. God says, be still. Step out of the traffic and know me. Know that I am all-knowing. God says that he knows everything. He knows what you're thinking right now. He can see the very concerns of your heart and the anxieties that you are carrying like a heavy burden right now. God knows all these things. And he says, cast your care upon me because I care for you. He's all-present. Now, I'm speaking to you today from the church manse, from my home, and I'm speaking into your life where you are in your home. We're apart from one another because of the social distancing measures our government has put into place. But God doesn't have social distancing. He is with us all the time. He's with us first thing in the morning. He's with us at lunchtime. He's with us at tea time. He's with us at supper time in the evening. He's with us when we go to bed. He's even with us in the early hours of the morning. He's with us all the time. He's ever present. There's no place in this world where we could go to escape the presence of his Holy Spirit. God is all-knowing and all-present. And he's also all-powerful, which is good news. Because we're living in days of crisis when we are hoping and praying that God will intervene and be merciful and send healing to the nations of the world. And all this disruption that is causing misery and upset, that soon we will see this come to an end as we pray to an all-powerful, wonderful, merciful Heavenly Father. God says, step out of the traffic and know that I am God. And I think if we were still enough to pray, still enough to read our Bibles, still enough to meditate for a while upon the greatness and the goodness of our God, I'm sure that that would produce in our lives a sense of lasting peace and deep inner joy. God says, step out of the traffic and know that he loves us so much. God wants us to know his amazing love. The Bible makes it very clear that God loves us. He loves the world. In fact, the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him, that's Jesus, they might not perish, but have everlasting life. So the love of God is universal. It's to every one of us in this world, but it's deeply personal as well. I'm glad that I know that Christ loved me and he died for me. Upon the cross, he died in my place. He died carrying my sin and my wrongdoing that separated me from God. He died to make a payment for all the wrong things I'd ever done in my life. He died to make it possible for me to get reconnected to God. I was sinful, just like everybody else. And there was nothing I could do to reconnect myself to God, because I could never be good enough to do that. I could never pay enough money to do that. I could never do enough good works to do that. I was separated from God and I was lost in my sin. But Jesus came along and he died in my place upon the cross as a willing sacrifice for me. You see, his love is personal. The Son of God loved me. And it's sacrificial because the Bible says he loved me and he gave himself for me upon the cross. And this great love of God is something that God wants us to know in our hearts. That's why he says, step out of the fast lane. Get out of the traffic. Slow down. Meditate upon this. I love you with a personal love, a sacrificial love, a continual love. God has always loved us and he always will love us. It's eternal. It's a continual love and it's unconditional. There's nothing I can do to make God love me any more than he loves me right now. And there's nothing I can do to make God not love me as much as he loves me now. And that love he has for me is the same love that he has for you. I'm so glad that I can say today with faith, I am loved by the eternal God. Love has called my name. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's what our Sunday school children often sing. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. I believe the Bible. And so I'm taking time out of the fast lane to be still and to know that God loves me. And then God said, step out of the traffic. I want you to know that I can take care of your needs. That's right. God cares for you. He counts the hairs upon your head. He numbers your very footsteps. He knows everything about you and he loves you to bits and he cares for you. And God is able to meet all your needs. That's your spiritual needs. That's your physical needs. That's your emotional needs, your financial needs and your practical needs. And in these days when we're seeing a rush on the supermarket shelves and we're hearing about people losing their jobs and we're hearing about others that are getting desperately sick and we're just hearing stories of suffering and isolation, all sorts of problems right now. And it seems that the needs of mankind is just going through the roof. Well, you need to know something. God is able to meet all your needs. In fact, the Apostle Paul said, and I know my God shall meet all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We might be living in dire times. We might be living in challenging times. We might be living in anxious times, concerning times. We might be living in times when we're worried about our future, our finances, our health, worried about our families, worried about our jobs and our careers, worried about just about everything. This coronavirus has shaken the world to the core. And God says, do not be crushed by these concerns, but step out of the traffic and be still and know that I am God, the God that loves you and the God that can take care of you. And we need to make a conscious decision today that we are by faith going to trust in the God that created us and loved us. We're going to trust God for now and for tomorrow and for the future because God is able to take care of our needs. And God says, step out of the traffic, slow down, be still, meditate upon this. Know that I am God, God your healer. The Bible is full of healing accounts when God touched people. The Bible tells us about a man called Naaman, who was the captain of the Assyrian army, who had a great life. Everything was going good for him until the day he got leprosy. And leprosy was his doom and gloom. Leprosy was a terrible disease that was eating away at his body and basically meant that he was classed as unclean and he had to be in social isolation. This was a terrible thing for Naaman and he had a death sentence on his head with leprosy. But the Bible tells us that God healed him, mercifully, miraculously healed him. You see, God can do that for people. He is merciful. He is the God of miracles. Be still and know that God can heal you. In fact, the Bible tells us that 25% of the Gospels that record the life and ministry of Jesus are filled with the healing power of the Son of God. Where Jesus opened blind eyes, where he came and touched those that were lame and caused them to leap for joy, where he opened up the ears of those that were deaf, where he raised the very dead, where he turned lives around and did for people what nobody else could do, miraculously transforming and changing lives. God says, step out of the traffic. Be still and know that I am God. He promises that he is our healer. He said, I am the Lord who heals you. And even if we fall sick, the Bible gives us a promise. The Bible says that God sustains us on our bed of sickness. He will bring us through even times of sickness. Be still and know his healing touch upon your life today. And God says, I want you to know this. You're living in challenging, difficult times, but step out of the traffic, slow down, chill out, spend time in my presence and know that I am for you. That's right. Psalm 56 and Romans 8 tells us that God is for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? When the devil tries to condemn us and bring up all our past wrongdoing, God says, I am for you. I have forgiven your sin. I have removed it as far as the east is unto the west. Never again to be remembered. When our enemies close in on upon us and we feel trapped on all sides, God says, I am with you. So it's going to be okay. God fights on our side for us. And when people lie about us and treat us badly and speak behind our backs and do all sorts of terrible things, listen, God has our back. God says, I am for you. We need to know this. We need to be still and know that God is for us, that he is not against us, and that he will lift us up and he will bring us through difficult and trying times. God is for us. And through Christ, we are more than conquerors. Victory is assured to those that trust Jesus and live for him. And God says, listen, I want you to be still and know that I have a great plan for your life. Step out of the traffic and understand this. God has a great plan for you. We may feel that our lives are all fragmented and they're like little confusing pieces of time. It doesn't make sense often in life. Maybe like a newly opened jigsaw puzzle. You have all those hundreds, maybe thousands of little pieces, all coloured pieces with different shapes and sizes. And you pour it all out on the table and it just doesn't make sense. And yet when you begin to put those little pieces together bit by bit, it begins to make up the big picture. Well, I've got some news for you. Your life might seem haphazard right now. It might seem confusing, but God sees the big picture. He sees it all. In fact, he saw the big picture of your life even before you were born. And God says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you. They're plans for good, to give you a hope and a future. You see, God sees the big picture. And if we could just be still and know that he is God, we would be able to trust him for our future. We would be able to understand that he is able to make all things, the good things and the bad things that we see in our lives. He's able to make all those things work together for the good of those that love him and have been called according to his purpose. God says, step out of the traffic. Just chill out in my presence. Be still and know that I am the God that has a divine plan for your life. I have purposes for your life. And I will move mountains and I will do all sorts of extraordinary things to fulfill those purposes in your life. And so we need to trust him. And right now we're going through a difficult time, all of us, and we don't understand it, but we need to trust him. We need to be still and know that he is God and that he holds our very lives in his hands. There's so many subjects we could sit down with and be still and know that God is God. We could talk about his faithfulness. We could talk about his divine timing. We could talk about his deliverance. We could talk about the way he teaches us through the Holy Spirit and so on. But God says, be still and know that I'm God. And maybe we should just start with the fact that he loves us, that he has a plan for our lives, that he is our healer, that he is for us, and that he can meet all our needs. Make time this week to be still and know that the Lord is God. I hope this message has encouraged you. And may the result of you being still and knowing that he is God, stepping out of the traffic, may you know his shalom, his special wholeness and his peace in your lives. May God bless you and keep you.